very much. So we learned yesterday that when a person like Rabbi Yossi, we learned yesterday that that there is a five-way machlokes as to what is the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi, what are they arguing about. L'chayra, according to all shitas except for one, everybody holds that when the makif puts up the fourth wall, that the nikif is chayiv to pay something. Machlokes hamayram is exactly what is he chayiv to pay. It's one shita that says that Rabbi Yossi holds that Rabbi Yossi is a mekel, and he's only machayiv if the nikif is putting up the wall. Amad v'gila daite. That particular shita, which in our sugya is like the odd man out, the lishna achrina, so that's the one shita which the sugya in Bava Kama picks up on. Ki'ilu sa machlekes asugyas. Whereas the sugya in Bava Basra sees Rabbi Yossi as the machmir, as awarding more money more often, and the Tanakam is the one who is awarding money in fewer situations and less money. And there's a Lishna Achrina that says it puts Rabbi Yossi as the machmir, the one who awards money. Again, it's hard to say machmir and mekel when it comes to momentous, but the one who awards money fewer times. And Gemara Bava Kama sees Rabbi Yossi as one who is more restrictive in the chayv. Okay, but be that as it may, when you finish the sugya over here, as we understand that everybody holds that if the makif puts four walls up, the nikif is chayv to pay. Machleik is this, does he pay agar nater, what it would cost to hire a guy? Is that the way you define the hanah? Do you find the hanah as the meikonim bezol? Do you define the hanah as koisel b'meshahu? Do you define the hanah the way that the Gemara says in Bava Kama, which our Gemara doesn't raise, of having the cheapest possible fence? Or, and do you define the hanah as being the hanah of one wall or the hanah of being all four walls? All right, that's the different shitas. What's at the, we have to understand what is at the yesod of these different shitas. So the Gemara points, so the Tosus points out, our Tosus points out, that l'chayra this should be governed by the din of yorin le'serach sodach haveh, right? So Tosus says, danan sahadei, so the inference from this Tosfos is we have a din that Yoyren L'Serich Sodach Haveri B'mokoyim Horoi L'Aseis, if it's the normal event, if it's a normal, if the volunteer did something which is usually done in my fields. So the halacha is that I'm mechuyev to pay. The Gemara there says, if it's osui lita, then I'm mechuyev to pay the benefit. If it's einoi osui lita, then I have to pay, then I can choose to pay the expense of the benefit. But if it's also lita, then I have to pay the benefits. The Gemara of Tosfos here says, "Maishna misada she'ena asilita im nota chaveri shaloi rishus." Omer Rav Shmuel Vashel shomin lev yeret achtoina. V'amri deshani hachda masi omole. Now, why is this a sada she'ena asilita? We're not talking about, he didn't put up a four amma wall of hezek to avoid hezek ri'iyah. He put up a small wall so that the animals wouldn't get in. No, so is it a sodah osoi lahakim mechitza? What would you say? That, was that an expected normal thing? Was the raya?
I think that's
kind of what Tosus says. Correct. Tosus does infer that. Will be a raya for that?
That it's not chiyuv.
That no. That's not that. Even
that's a raya. It's an epikra.
So that's for hezekriya. How about for watching the animals don't come by? What's the Uriah that most, that even in the Bikkur they didn't have these fences to make sure the animals didn't come by? No?
They said Bikkur's came up and
But isn't that, that's a fence Lagabe Hezekriya?
Well, we say it is a fence for Hezekriya, but it also would, in a sense.
Why? This is it's a much lower fence. No? Ephraim? Yeah, go ahead, finish up.
The case of
Makama. Okay, which one?
The one where you say Lo Chaser too. The reason why we say Lo Chaser and then
death. Okay, not bad. Probably could bring us a clearer raya, because then maybe that was a Hezek, a Dalaram offense. No, the case of Runya. Right? In the case of Runya, so apparently until Ravina caught Runya being concerned about animals, so he never liked to stand on. He couldn't come into the basin and say, I was Mahana Runya. Once Runya chased away the Oris, so then he said, I was Mahana Runya. In other words, what did he get Runya to do? Using the phrase, go ahead.
He admitted he was scared of animals.
So, and how would you put it in terms of the language of the sugya? He got him to give him a galadaita. Right? That was the, what was the tachsis, the strategy of Ravina. Runya was saying, I don't need this. He apparently was saying, no one does this. No one puts up these little fences. No one worries about Ezim. Okay? So then Ravina couldn't say anything. But then Ravina got into Magala Das that he's being nana from it. So then, now what's interesting is that Rava says, so then the halacha is like Rav Yossi. He says, all right, they discussed yesterday. So, Lachaira, the yesod of the sugya is, we see for the Ravina and Runya case, that when it's Shaloi b'derech netiya, but the nana is megala daita, then he's nana, right? So then he then becomes chayiv. How do we connect the dots? What's the basis for the chayiv? So Tosfos over here says the same nakuda. Mikol makom demei kondem bizol yov lei danan sahadei. Tosfos says that you see from the sugya that even putting up the small fence is soda she'ena asuyelita. And we have a rule that if I do a service for you, but the service is not one that is usually done, so then I can you're obligated to pay me something. But it's either I pay you the benefit or the expenses, whatever is cheaper. Right? You planted my field. What did we come up with? Iowa as the cornfield.
Iowa.
So you planted potatoes in Iowa. So it's a soda she'ena roilita. So then you sue me in court. You did me a favor in Bezdin. So I said, who plants potatoes in Iowa? So it's a soda she'ena roilita. So now the Bezdin will force you to pay either the benefit of the field or the value of the potato, the expenses. Whatever it cost him, his out-of-pocket expenses. Whatever is the smaller one. That's my chiv to pay. So the Gemara, so Tosfos says the same thing should be over here. It's a sort of generalita. So Tosfos says, no, anan sahane, dim hoya moitzim kolkach bezol, hoya goyder bohem. We know Adan Sade. We have almost 8 witnesses. Dover Pasha, Dover Yadua. Then for this you'd put up a wall. For this amount you'd put up a wall. So therefore, what's the basis of an anan sahade? What's the machayiv? No? How does it fit into our sugya? What's the anan sahade providing? No, go ahead.
Providing us a baseline of how much a person would be willing to pay. It's really talking.
But why is that machayiv me? So quantifying that knows once they have a chiyuv. What's the chiyuv though?
The chiyuv is already, I don't think that the anan sahade is generating the chiyuv. The chiyuv is if you have hana, then you are. Then you're going to play, correct?
Is it in the case of Runya, when he was Megala Daita, the Gili Das is machayiv or the Gili Das is quantifying?
The Gili Das is machayiv.
So why wouldn't the anan sahade be just another form of Gili Das? Why over there? Why didn't you tell me there? The Hanoz Machayim Negili Das is quantifying. Because that's where the story went. So, no, go ahead.
The side is like an implicit Gili Das.
So that's what I was. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. Right? Shai sees an Anansada. He has asked that Eidus Big Machayim. But I thought Anansada means this is information that we all have to accept. So the information is. Then but now this is different than what we learned from the case of Rinyan Ravina, because of here Tosfos is saying is if for this benefit you would pay this amount. Right. So in other words, it's not the way that the Hanno is being calibrated. I'm not even sure you call the calibration Hana. If Hoya Moisim Kolkach Mizol Hoya, we know. So I see this like a Gili Das. He's Megala Daitai. Omad Nikif. Megala Daitai. Runya got Ravina got Runya. Megala Daitai that he's being Nana. Taisa's thing over here is we have a Gili Das that. He would spend this amount of money for this getter. So, l'chora, right? So, l'chora, Tosas is saying that from this Tosas we see that the machayev of a yoreh l'soich sadech averoi and the machayev the anan sahade and l'chora. The machayev of the Gili Das is all the same. Right? Hold on one second, Ari. In other words, what this Tosa seems to be saying, this says Asakasha. This Tosa says that ours is a sugya of Yerin the Sech Sadach Averai. So Tosa says, if that's the case, we have a psak din. Yon Yel Tach Toina. He says, no, this is different. Tishani Hocha. The Motzi Omalei. Because the Nikif can say to the Makif, Lididi Sagili bin Torah Bar Zuza, that all you've done for me is at most I'll pay you even less than your expenses. Normally, Yoreh L'Sadach Averi means you have to pay either expenses or benefit. In other words, either I pay you the benefit because you're Mahanami. Or, I would say to you, I didn't want the benefit, so I'll pay your expenses. I didn't ask for the benefit, so I'll pay your expenses. I'll pater myself, even though you gave me a larger benefit, but that's not a normal benefit in this case. No one asked for this benefit in this case. If it's a soda osilita, then I can't say that. So over here, Taisha says that this is a place we don't normally put our fences. Taisha is assuming that Netira Bar Zuza is the lowest thing, less than even Bar Natura. So I could say the Hana that you gave me is Netira Bar Zuza. Gmar Baba Kama. So why am I paying anything more than that? So Taisha says no, Anan Sahade. Then you would pay more. A good price, a good sale. you're in. But Shai is saying, but the mechayiv is the hana. If the mechayiv is the hana, so why do we jump tracks now and say, yeah, the mechayiv is hana, but in this case, we're going to figure out how much you would normally pay. Why? The mechayiv is the hana. In other words, what Shai was saying, which is a sort of to keep in mind, that the mechayiv is the hana, and the Gilei Das calibrates how much hana. If that was correct, then this would not make any sense. I know what hana is, the Tira Bar Zuzah. So you're going to tell me that we're going to, that you got a different hana because you're willing to pay for it? No, the hana is the hana. No, but for this fence, I would pay more. But that's, why does that change the hana that I'm getting? So l'chayra, what Tosfos was saying is, l'chayra, what Tosfos was saying is, I'm not switching tracks, but the basis of the din of Yoreh L'Soich Son of Chaveroi is that there is an implicit Gilei Das. That's the Anan Sahadeh. There is an implicit Chiyuv. When we said yes, an implicit contract, an unspoken contract. Everybody's up for this. In other words, one step deeper. We'll go to first. All right, we're going to say.
Let me answer the question.
Okay, so one step deeper. In other words, what we're saying is we're connecting two sukkahs, and then we'll connect Zen Nan of Lechoser. But Taisa, apparently Taisa is saying is this din, that for us is a Mechudish Dika din, because we believe, we grew up thinking about contracts and obligations. And if somebody provides something for me, but there's no contract, then there's no basis for Chiyuv, so the Torah is a different view, apparently. Apparently, Kadosh Baruch Hu has a different view. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that if a person provides you with the benefit, so then, if it's a benefit which people want, it's an implicit contract. It's ke'ilu is a contract out there. If I'm in Iowa, there's a ke'ilu, a contract out there for cornfields. Idaho, there's an implicit contract for potatoes. I bought a field. Yes, and I bought a field. Then it's ke'ilu, I'm saying, this is what I need, and two things may happen. I may have to go and put out for bids and hire a guy and get a contract and lawyers, or a guy could say, it's ke'ilu, there's an implicit contract. Why? So in other words, because apparently the way that the halacha works, because Baruch Hu wants us to understand, is that the contract is not in the mechayiv. The contract may bind you and me to certain details, to certain conditions, to certain contingencies. But the mechayev is that this is something that I want to happen and you're providing it for me. That's the mechayev. It's ke'ilu, there is a das makna, das kaina. There is a das seicher and a das maskir out there. Because the essential machayv of a contract is the das, is my commitment. So when it comes to a contract, I know who I am, I know who you are, then we put in details, when they have to pay you, right? How should the work be done? So the contract is an opportunity to put in various contingencies. But the basic machayv is not the contract. The contract is a record of the machayv. The basic machayv is that I need something to get done, and you're providing that for me. All right. So you can impose that. I can reject. I can make a macha that I don't want you. That I have a friend they want to hire. But apparently, Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, the Torah is saying, is that the das is there. I bought a field in Idaho. The das is there. So Tosfos now says, so now we have another wrinkle in this das, and that is that if I buy a field in Idaho and you decide to enroy people who plant a certain kind of potato, and you give me an upgrade, but a great deal on the upgrade, right? So then, if you give me this, you give me a better quality potato. So anan sahade, that contract is also out there. The das is also out there for that. So Tosfos is saying that's what's happening over here. The machayev is the das is there. The anan sahade is what sometimes. If it's a soda osilita, the das is there. If it's a soda shein osilita, then there's no das and machayev there. But if you're megala datcha, if you're omi v'nikif, or you chase away the people from grabbing your fruit, you're megala, or anan sahade. And now tasting the anan sahade could be even more nuanced. The anan sahade could be that I would pay for a good deal, I'm willing to pay more. Efraim?
I think I'd be saying
good, okay, I'm going to streak away. Okay. Our chevra from Rabbi Shippel, she just lost their, most of those guys apparently are on the YU soccer team, and they were apparently in a great streak, and they last night they, today was like a Nicham Avail kind of thing. They did very, they got very far. And Apple PK, they still got very, very far.
Can I just explain again the Anasadi part of Tosfos?
Yeah, what's Mechadish over here? The next step is, again, the two steps in the way that I think we have to read the Tosfos. One step is that when Tosfos introduces the Anan Sahade, so Lanias Daiti, for this Tosfos to make sense, we have to say that the Anan Sahade is not an entirely new Machayev, but it's just another way of accessing the old Machayev. Right? That's the main thing over here. Im Taimer, Mai Shnom, Yisodesh Einos Elita. It's clear from our Gemara that people don't normally put up these fences. How do I know that? Runya. Right? Ravina could not bring Runya into Bezdin until he's Megala Das. That means not normal to put it over here. He couldn't bring him to court for a yoyred l'soyach son of chaveroi. Okay? So now Tosfos says, but there is a din, even if you do something unusual, and ain't a very lita, so then there is still a chiyuv. Alright? This is where Shai's point comes in from before. Even if it's a sodesh ain't your osi lita, but I'm still mahani you. Now, I'm mahani you, and you're mechuyev to take care of me. Are you mechuyev to give me the hanah? The Gemara says, no, you're a tachtana. I can either give you the hanah, or I can blow you away by giving you your expenses, by making you whole. Right? I either can say, I'm paying for the way, for the benefit that you gave me, right? Or I can say, I didn't commission the benefit, but I'll make you whole. So Taisha says, if that's the case, why do we have five shitas over here? To make konim bizol. We have a din. Yore tachtoina. Why is there machlekes? So, I mean, you can ask the kash in different ways. You could say, why would Rav and Shmuel be arguing about this if it's a machlegis tanam in Vavas? Different ways you could ask, but the same nekuda. Same, so Tosfos says, and Echanami, you're right. I mean, read, the shiny yachad, the mozer, the disagad, the matir bazuza. Over here, you can say that there's even a lower amount, something even less. I could make my hanah even less than your expenses. Lowest possible hanah. Okay, so basically saying yoda tachtana means whatever is lowest. I will calibrate my hanah to be hanah brazutri bottom, basement hanah, less than your expenses. So Tosfos says, so that's the shiny hacha, the mutzi only the sagli. But then Tosfos says, but that doesn't really answer the kasha, because we're being machayev to make konim bezol. We'll be kol makim. Dimei konim bizol yavle. Why? The nan sahade dimhoyam moitzim kolkach bizol hayagoy derbem. Tzarech Ian, why we need this first line altogether? The shiny hacha. Why this didn't just say anan sahade dimhoyam kolkach bizol hayagoy derbem? But what Tosis is saying is that we have a nan sahade that you would pay this amount for this kind of offense. So Tosis just told me that the hana that I'm getting, the basement, the bottom basement price is the tira barzuzay, and now you're telling me, but in this case, I would pay this amount for this kind of offense. How do you read the Tosis? First, Tosis says I should get away with nothing, very, very little. And he says, but in this case, we know you want to pay this amount. But that's not the din. The din was they get an mechuyev to pay hanah. That's what Shai was a hanah is mechayev. So now, why are you being mechayev me anything more than hanah? The says is kasha. Right? So Tosfos says, first Tosfos, you should know, mamish super cheap. Not even mentioned in our sugya. So cheap, our sugya didn't mention it. A fella. You have to go above a common to figure out the bottom. And then Tosfos says, but in this case, you're not going to pay the bottom hanah. You're going to pay. So Tosfos' kasha is, we have a sugya, halacha psukya, you pay the lowest amount. Tosfos, in this case, and not tzadeh. So l'chayra, how can you make sense of Tosfos? You understand what's bothering me in Tosfos? Tosfos' kasha is, we have halacha psukya, you pay the lowest amount. Tosfos, I want you to know, the lowest amount, not even mentioned in our sugya. Okay, it's a little bit strange. So why is it mentioned in our sugya? So Tosfos is saying, here, we know this is how much you're willing to pay. And that's that. What happened why wasn't this svara the Gemara uses in Bava Metzia by Yerod HaSod HaVeirei? So Tosfos says apples and oranges. Tosfos says there's a sugya that tells me how much you should pay. So why doesn't our Gemara follow that sugya? Then Tosfos says, I'll tell you something even more surprising. That following that sugya, there should we have five shitas. Why isn't there a sixth shita? The Gemara in Bava Metzia, the Gemara in Bava Kama. The Tosfos says, no, mikol mokay. To make konim mizol yovle. You have to pay him, you're not going to get away with expenses, and you're not going to get away with agar. With Ventira Barzuza. Why? Because the non sahade, you're willing to pay a certain amount. So apparently, Tosfos is saying that our sugya is evaluating what are the non sahades, the implicit das. So, look over the way that I think we can put this Tosfos together is Tosfos saying is that the mechayev of Yorin L'Sech Son of Chaveroi is there's an implicit contract. There's an Anan Sahade. There's an Anan Sahade all over the place. Right? So normally, if it's a Soda Osei Lita, we get it. That's an easy one. This field is normally you're in Idaho, potatoes. Iowa, corn. Sorelita. Okay? So we know this is what's going on in your mind. You bought a field in Idaho. This is what people do in Idaho. You want to make a macha, put up a big sign. Khan, here we're going to be building a base of medrash. It's not a potato field. Okay? You're saying this is different. But otherwise, stump field. So stump field means a non-sada. You'd be very happy. You don't have to hire a guy. You don't have to take it on an ad. You have to start doing putting out the contract forbidding. A guy shows up, he does the work, gewaldig. You wake up one morning and you have a potato field there. Gewaldig. A non-sadi that you're happy to pay the guy. What happens if it's not normally the guy puts, if guy plants potatoes in Iowa? So then there's a halacha. Either benefit, or you get to pay, you get to what I would call a buyout of the contract. You say, look, we're missing each other. I'm in Iowa, I do corn, your mind's in heads in Idaho. So we're missing each other, right? So I'm gonna. How do I buy you out of the contract? I pay your expenses, so go away. So I have a choice: either to do benefit or to disrupt the contract. Okay, I get that. Now the Gemara says, our Gemara says, now another din of the sodesh ena roi lita. What's that din? If you're megaladas, right? You come to me and you say, I'm in Iowa, we don't do potatoes, we do corn. But then I find out that you have found a potato market in Iowa. I found out that you're making deals with ShopRite. You're cornered the ShopRite market. You see Megaladas, you're doing a bang-up business because nobody else is planting potatoes in Iowa. You're doing a gewaldig business. You're cutting in on the Idaho truckers. All right? So you're Megaladas. The Galadas, you can't disrupt the contract. You're clearly getting hung off. So Taisva says, since so far I understand everything. Now Taisva, now I'm wondering what this Taisva is saying. Now I come into Sodesh. Now I come. I'm in Iowa, and the guy planted potatoes, and. He's only charging me a certain amount. So anybody in Iowa would pay that amount. And he's giving me the same profit margin that I'd get if I'd be planting corn. You with me? All the sisims? Explain to the science guys, profit margins. I'm getting the same profit margin I would get with if you were planting. We're in Iowa, corn in Iowa, right? I'm getting a larger profit margin because he eats potatoes. Nansad, anybody's going to pay a certain amount for this profit margin. So that's the same as the Gili Das. Instead of finding the contract you made on potatoes, instead of finding that you're chasing away, I have a much better gili das. This kind of a deal, this expense, this price, and not everybody would go for that. So apparently, I'm not saying it's muchrach, but it sounds to me from this Tosfos, the Tosfos is saying that the chiyav of a soda sheroi lita is a non sahadeh. We all know that this is what everybody wants to happen. So it means instead of bringing us down to the table and having a discussion, a conversation, and a contract, and a signing, it's out there. The benefit is there. Everybody does this. So Taisha is saying that take a step further than our sugya. Everybody would pay a demay konim bizol for this kind of offense. Right? What are we saying over here? We're saying, the guy says, I was going to buy a scarecrow. Yeah, but a scarecrow is 70% effective. Demay konim for this fence, that's 90% effective. So you'd be willing to, everybody would pay the value of demay konim bizol to get something that is so much more effective than a scarecrow. I could hire a guy, right? Yeah, but a guy needs benefits, a guy needs bonuses, a guy needs a Hanukkah present, right? So I'm going to save all this by getting a fence. Okay? And that's how it. Okay, so coming back to Frank's question. So what I'm thinking is that this Tosfos is explaining to us that the machayev of yoyred l'sechsonach ameirei, the machayev of the megay who's megale das, is that his das is machayev. The same das is machayev when you have a contract. It's machayev now. But I don't have a contract, but I have the same das machayev. I don't have a paper. He didn't express it. He didn't give me all the contingencies. But the basic chiv is there. So Tais was saying, hey, yes, that's the machayev. So I also have a non sahari is the same thing. We know that this is the das that's out there. Good.
But in this case, by Rumya, the only reason why he's going das that he's going to pay full, that he wants to build walls even.
Yeah.
But the reason why he's paying cheap is because Rabin was mocha. That's the only reason why he's paying cheap. Not because he was going down, so he wants to.
Correct. And so that is correct. That Rav is telling it. The way we understand the Sugya, the way we learned it yesterday, the way Tosha says it, is Rav is telling him, the din is like Rav Yossi. Yois, that Ravina was Meichel already, so you don't have to pay, you don't have to kedin, right?
But meaning Golidas is that he wants to pay, and that is Anantadi.
I'm thinking that Nansad is another form of Gili Das. That's what I'm wondering.
And so then the reason why we have to have that line before we sell Kasha on that.
So Taisa, Lania's Daiti, the way to learn Pshat in the Taisvas is that Taisa is saying that there's a bigger Kasha over here. You're asking me a Kasha of Sodash Sheena Asuya Lita. I'll show you a better Kasha. The better kasha is that you have five different shitas and nobody's saying what the halacha should be in the Tir Bar Zuza. So Tyson, you see from the fact that Tir Bar Zuza is missing, and that's your basic hana is defined by the Gemara and Bava Kama. So you see that there must be either another machayev or another way of looking at the machayev over here. I have to bring in a new concept. It could not be the sugya of Sodeh, and it could not be the sugya of Zenechoser alone. Because the sugya of Zenechoser gives me the shear in the Tir Azusa. Why is that mentioned? So Taisha says there has to be a third rail over here, a third track. But Lenias Daiti, the third track is explained as this is what's the aside of all the tracks. Yaakov.
Yeah. I don't understand. So we're saying by, in the case of Sadash Einasu Elitza, where he does not begalas das, we're saying the chiyuv is coming from Anan Sahade, right? But what if it's not so proven that that is Anan Sahade? What if you come in Iowa, you build me a baseball field, people don't care about baseball field, why, and I don't want to pay you back, I don't want to pay for expenses, where's the chiyuv coming from? The chiyuv coming from?
No, so what we're suggesting is the mechayev is the das, the non-sahade is what tells us what the das is.
If there is no das.
If there is no das, then there would not be a machayev. Right? That's what William was saying yesterday. If you ruin my car, then there's no das in that case.
Right.
Right? So the das is the machayev. In other words, all we're saying now is Lania's dieting.
What about the din that Tosk brings up over here?
Which din?
That no matter what, I have to pay for the expenses.
So what I'm thinking is that in that case, it's also the das that's machayev me. Right? Since I get some benefit, I'm willing to pay. Anybody's willing to pay is willing to pay this amount. However, I can buy myself out of the contract. I can buy myself out of the das,
right.
And I can say I'll pay your expenses. But there is an implicit contract that has to be met. But since we didn't discuss it, so I can create a buyout. What's the buyout? I'll pay your expenses. They have no tie against me.
What if there's no another?
If there's no hano b'chlal, then there should not be mechayev. In other words, if you try to impose something on me, there's no hano. So then, it's not a normal hano. So then there's no das. There's no mechayev. You happen to look, you like murals. So you paint a mural inside of my house. No one does that. So because you think it's hano, there's no das and mechayev in that case. No, I
just,
wouldn't say.
Just to clarify, so everyone, like Tosas agrees, of course, that you need Hana to be the Mechayev, but just this Anan Sahadi is the, it's quantifying
no.
the Hana of the Gilei
Das. No, I would think Anan Sahadi is like the Gilei Das.
But then why, so then going back to the Runya Sugya, why couldn't Ravina bring him to Beis Din? Like why couldn't
Ravina bring Runya to Beis Din for what?
Like if we're saying that this implicit das, and why did Runya have to have a Giloy das in order to?
Because that was a Sada She'ena Suya. So they don't really put things up over there. Elijah.
I thought the implication of our Tosfot of Anan Sahadi was directly against the idea that Anan Sahadi would exist in any other case. I thought the point that he was making there was that by virtue of the fact that we have this Anan Sahadi of Tosfot Sushitaso, of like this idea of Shetlenye, that there is a new base level that isn't as low as everyone else would describe the rule to be everywhere else.
I think it's correct. It's correct.
And then when we go other places, that Anan Sahadi doesn't exist.
Unless
there is Gilui Das in some way, and Gilui Das is on the same level of Anan Sahadi. Just in our case, we don't need a Gilui Das to get Gilui Das to get it to the point of Kanin Bezot.
Yeah, I think I agree with you saying the only thing, I just think that Anan Sahadi means we are aware of something. So Anan Sahadi in and of itself can create a chiyuv. We are aware of something.
I thought we earlier used Anan Sahadi to create a chiyuv with Tosos in the first dot on dot based on the bot with Anan Sahadi in the media.
Right.
So we set a precedence of Tosos.
No, but I mean, they're also, it's an Anan Sahadi of something. The Anan Sahadi of something.
Of the Anasade of the fact that they're Shutras here. The other cases of you building a field in someone else's, you guys aren't Shutras there, you're just building,
so you're also
you're building a field in someone, a cornfield in someone else's field. Here there is a
No. Anan Sahadi over there is Anan Sahadi that he didn't build it alone. The same thing. Anan Sahadi just is awareness. We may have used the phrase Anan Sahadi is Machayev, but we should be more accurate that it establishes something which is Machayev.
Sahadi doesn't mean witness?
It does, yeah.
So I thought it was saying that we become witnesses to the act.
Correct. And if you witness something, the witnesses don't create the Chiyuv. The witnesses create the ability to sue for the Chiyuv. I mean, most of the time. The Edei Kim is different. But Edei Raya is a Raya of something. When two witnesses witness a contract, so they don't create the Chiyuv, but they make it possible to sue for the Chiyuv. They may create a Shibud. Okay? Except for when you get married. And then the witnesses create the Kiddush. That's called Edei Kiyum. Right? When you get married, the Edim are not Edei Raya. They're not there to prove you got married. We're Raya that if the Chosan and Kala admit we got married, doesn't matter. Still not married. So there, the Edim actually create the event. But usually, Edim don't create an event, they just testify. And now, I think everything that we said, I think, is in the Rashba. If you look at the Rashba carefully, we string it together through the Tzeisvasin. But the Rashba puts it out there as a narrative. Let's look at a Yosef Stik Ramban.